This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Kathleen Kovacs. KathleenKovacs. Date of birth 10/24/1957. Date of appointment 9/14/2023. Requesting physician Obafemi Ojiva Emu. OBAFEMI middle initial O, last name GIWA-AMU. Dear Dr. Jeeva MU, I have the pleasure of seeing Kathleen Kovacs today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's a 65-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who on 5/10/2023 went to work as a nurse in a nursing home. She was asking over there question again and again. She was standing in front of the medication cart for half an hour and not doing anything. She was brought to the emergency room. Where MRI of the brain and CT of the head done, which shows old stroke, and CT angiogram shows aneurysm. He was seen by the neurosurgeon. Presently, she's on baby aspirin, Plavix 75 milligram and Lipitor 80 milligram. Before, she was only on aspirin and Lipitor 40 milligram. In the emergency room, after a few hours, she back to baseline and went home. Presently, she is doing good. She is planning to discontinue the Plavix. Past medical history, breast cancer, heart attack, hypertension. Post-surgical history, stent placement in the aneurysm, allergy, no-known drug allergy, medication, low pressure, lisinopril, Plavix 75 milligram, Bayer aspirin, 325 milligram. Bayer aspirin 81 milligram, Symbicort Lipitor 80 milligram. Social history, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives alone, have three children. Family history, mother disease, aneurysm. Father disease, pneumonia and emphysema, one sister with a stroke, one brother, diabetes. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she has a period of confusion. Physical examination, blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, next apple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, neurofacial, notice R3, our pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, mild tremor of the hand and the head present. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, except left hand grip is 4.5/5, deep tendon reflex is 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 65-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, transient cerebral ischemia. Number two, stroke, old stroke in the right temporal lobe and right basal ganglia. Number three, 2 to 3 millimeter aneurysm at the left terminal internal carotid artery and 1.4 centimeter secular aneurysm of the distal right internal carotid artery. Number four, carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the aspirin, Plavix and Lipitor. When she is going to stop the Plavix, then she should go back to the aspirin 325 milligram daily. I would like to order the EMG of the upper extremities. She will follow up with the neurosurgery for brain aneurysm. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.